Well, Syrian opposition groups will be holding a meeting in the Egyptian capital to end the nearly four-year crisis that has left tens of thousands dead and displaced nearly half the country's population. A member of the National Democratic Body for Democratic Change says the Cairo meeting will be joined by 12 opposition groups and Kurdish officials. Munzer Khaddam has announced that the meeting will focus on reaching a common vision to end the crisis in Syria. The Cairo meeting, which is expected in mid-January, will be followed by another meeting in the Russian capital, Moscow. The upcoming meetings come amid Russian efforts to restart the peace process that would include talks between government officials and opposition members. The Russian-sponsored talks are backed by the Syrian government. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Mohammed Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Syrian capital. Now, Mohammed, are we to understand the Syrian government is supportive of these talks? What is the opinion of the Syrian government?
Well, there's nothing official that came out up to this moment regarding the meetings that the opposition forces, Syrian opposition forces, are holding. However, we've heard on several occasions the Syrian government saying during the unrest that it has no problem to have dialogue with other Syrian sides to find a political solution for the Syrian unrest. The Syrian government has made it clear that it is after a political solution and a peaceful solution for the Syrian unrest, because violence will not have any solution in the country. Nevertheless, what we have to note too is that the opposition forces, Syria-based opposition forces, or the foreign-based Syrian opposition forces, have been divided since the beginning of the unrest. They haven't been united for even one day. So the meetings that are happening now in Cairo, the preparatory meetings for reaching perhaps a common vision, a sheet perhaps that they can sign together to go further for a political solution, is a very important step on the road for actually making a peaceful solution, a political solution, possible. In the end, what is required is a united, perhaps, Syrian opposition that could initiate dialogue with the Syrian government. Nevertheless, what is also very important is that there are some Western powers, like the United States and other regional countries, that also have a role to play in this dialogue or in this peaceful solution. They should also stop supporting terrorist organizations inside Syria and funding foreign-backed militants inside, so that they can also pave the way for a political solution to work. But in the end, definitely, such steps that the opposition forces are making for perhaps meeting and uniting on at least two or three visions, a political solution, no preconditions for dialogue, are very important meetings.
And Mohammed, I would imagine that the Syrian government will approach this with a lot of caution, because we've been here before. I mean, there have been talks in the past as well between the Syrian government, especially, and opposition forces, and nothing really came out of that, again, because of the external actors that you mentioned.
Definitely, as you have just also mentioned, there are Western powers involved in this unrest. Unfortunately, it is not only the Syrians that should meet together. There should be also some meetings and agreements reached with world powers to stop funding those militants. The Syrian opposition itself, for example, the so-called National Coalition for Opposition Forces, used to ignore other forces, other opposition powers, and used to say that it is the only representative of the Syrian opposition. But now, having the fact that they are now perhaps meeting together is an acknowledgement that, yes, there are other forces, there are other sides, and definitely they are not the only representatives of the Syrians. And the solution should be by meeting all together and finding this kind of perhaps solution that would save the Syrians from this violence. But in the end, as you have just said, all powers should meet, not only the Syrians, but also world powers, to agree on stopping violence and agree on having a political solution for the Syrian unrest.
Okay, Mohammed, as always, we appreciate that.